This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, pasties are the subject of controversy in one town in Missouri. And TJ has that story with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
Plus, we were talking about activists getting caught up in various different government charges. The Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge folks, the people that had occupied that property for the good portion of not quite 2 months, but several weeks. They're being hit with even more criminal charges. We went over some of those in the first hour of the show. You're still welcome to comment there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, the latest from the Uber civil disobedience capital, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where Uber drivers are regularly committing civil disobedience by giving people rides to where they want to go without government permission and charging for it.
And charging. Because remember, I can always give you a ride in my car for free. But the moment I take $1 from you, now it's commercial. It's a crime.
So we're going to get into that deeper here in a moment. But first, let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yes, hello to all of you. Now, let me just take a moment to say this. We made final farewell to the queen of our hearts, Miss Nancy Reagan, and with the passing of Angela.
The queen of our hearts.
That's correct. That's correct.
What makes her the queen of your hearts?
Because during the Reagan years, okay, I was made to feel welcome in this country. I was made to be a part of this country. I did live through, the Reagan era. That was, the early years of my,
So because some people were nice to you, you think that was because of Ronald Reagan? Or because of Nancy Reagan?
Nancy Reagan has done a lot of good things in this country, okay?
I'm not saying she hasn't. I don't know.
She's done a lot of bad things, too.
Yeah, she created Just Say No.
Yeah, she was very drug war lady.
That was her idea, if I'm not mistaken, Ralph.
And what has the Obama created? What has the Obama created?
Obama's done a lot of bad things. He's done microscopic amount of good things.
Ralph, just because someone's critical of the Republicans doesn't mean they're a Democrat. You do understand that, right? Like, we can criticize both the Republicans and the Democrats on this show.
I'm critical of the Republican, too.
You are? Okay. All right, that's good to know. Hey, thanks, Ralph, for your call, as always. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we've got Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go to Skype where Tommy is on the line. Tommy, you're on Free Talk. Unprofessional of you.
The FCC. You see, I honestly am not offended by using someone saying that word, but of course we have to worry about the FCC smacking any of our licensed
our radio stations
for having that word go out over the air. So people, come in and please stop wasting our delay.
Well, that's okay. We always we'll always build more delay back up, even if we hit the dump button.
That's like lazy. If you're gonna do like a prank, at least put some thought into it.
Yeah.
Like, make it funny. That was so lame.
Usually the young kids, the young boys are unable to come up with creative pranks. It's almost always out of them just some sort of curse word right out the gate.
I mean, like that'd be like the equivalent of like, I don't know, doing something stupid like, I put I spray painted your car.
They call into the show and like, watch this. I'm going to say a curse word and it's going to get out on the. It's like, sir, you realize we have delay built in. So
well, it
when
does
you call,
go out on
not,
the internet, so they can hear themselves on
the internet. But if you want to hear yourself on the radio and you're trying to do that,
not going
to
work.
Like, you can't. Like, people call into Howard Stern and they pull that prank and it's like, well, you realize Howard Stern's on a 15-minute delay, so they have plenty of time to hit the dump button.
I'm pretty sure he's not on a 15-minute delay. He's on satellite. So
when he was on terrestrial radio, he had a 15-minute delay.
15 minutes?
Yes, 15 minutes was his delay.
That can't be true.
That was true, and I know for a fact because I was there on his broadcast day when he did
his
last
broadcast.
I was there on his last day of terrestrial broadcast radio. It was raining and cold.
Where were you?
In New York City. I went up to New York City to see his last day.
You were in his studio on his last
day? Not a studio. He broadcast from the streets. He went out and broadcast in front of everybody on a huge stage.
Oh, wow.
Well, that might have been an exception then where he had a 15-minute
rule. It was like winter, like
generally you can't run a show like that.
Late 2005, early 2006. But yeah, he was on a 15-minute delay.
I don't know. I guess my criticism, like I can enjoy a good joke, but at least put some effort into it. Like, you know, I enjoyed the Cobra Commander guy calling.
That's awesome.
Cobra Commander!
That's actually a pretty good impression. The dude who called was spot on, right on, dead on Cobra Commander. We've had some really great character callers over the years. So, yeah, Tommy, thanks for the call, but you lose. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Portsmouth Police Chief says an Uber crackdown is coming, according to SeacoastOnline.com. The Seacoast is the New Hampshire the portion where there's like 14 miles of Seacoast. Portsmouth is the city out that way. And I didn't realize this about Portsmouth until recently, but Portsmouth has about the same population as Keene. So it's kind of like almost like a sister city in that way, in that it's sort of the easternmost city in New Hampshire.
So anyway, they're having to take, you know, they've solved all the armed robberies, the thefts, the bank robberies, the carjackings, the rapes. All those crimes have been solved. And now they can form a task force to stop this unlicensed taxi driver problem.
Well, I'm not going to say there aren't arsons and rapes and bad things that happen in New Hampshire. But there really aren't that many of them, all things considered. New Hampshire is the safest state, at least as far as murder is concerned. It's the safest state as far as like rate of murder. I think it's like 1.1 per 100,000 population or something like that. It's just better than Vermont, where Vermont is like 1.2, and it's
well,
far and away
your
safest state.
If you're a police officer and you have 80, you know, say 40 hours a week to do work to investigate crimes, what kind of crimes do you prioritize? Do you investigate you know, in a free market society, every crime would be worth a dollar amount, and you would choose to investigate the crimes most profitable to solve. But how would we handle in a private society? How would you handle policing function? A lot of people.
It would be, supply and demand. So some people, if you steal something that's $5,000 from me, you know, the police force, I'm going to be more upset, so they have more of an incentive to protect me, right?
Yeah, because right now the incentives, I don't think, match the economic cost. Like, the police aren't real. I mean, there's really not a danger to the community from having unlicensed taxi drivers. I mean, despite what the taxi commission will tell you, it really is safe to go out there and get into somebody's car.
TJ, they could be a murderer. They could be a rapist. We need to have background checks
Laws against murder and rape.
Yeah.
It's those are already against the law.
But they could be a murderer who already has murdered, and we don't want people getting into
murderer's
car.
There's totally no way. I'm a murderer, I'm a convicted murderer, and I was going to go out and murder somebody again tonight, but unfortunately I can't get a taxi license so I can be a taxi driver
and
trick somebody. You know, because I was going to go out and I was going to paint myself as a taxi and put taxi on the side of my car, and I was going to fake the license, but I've been foiled, so I can't. I got to get a real license so I can go. And because now, I mean, there's no way I can go out and trick the women into getting my car and then
murder
them.
I'm
going to be stopped by the city commission, and that's really the city commission is what's going to stop you from murdering and raping.
It's security theater, isn't it? I mean, this is another version of security theater. Many of our listeners are familiar with security theater when it comes to the TSA. It looks like security. It acts like security, but it's not actually keeping anyone safe.
You know, and you brought up another good point. The whole idea of, you do this one act and it's going to follow you the rest of your life. You know, the way it should be is, I'm a murderer, right? Let's say I'm a murderer. I should be able to compete in the marketplace and say, normal taxis charge a dollar a mile. I'm willing to do it for 80 cents a mile.
Because I'm a convicted murderer.
I can't get a job because I'm a convicted murderer.
Right,
You're basically forcing these people... You're basically making them not able to get jobs, so they're gonna go
back to crime.
Exactly.
People who are convicted felons, it's very, very difficult to get a job. Think about taxi. That's a job where you don't even need a high school education. You just need to be able to drive. and it pays $20,000-$30,000 a year. So it's a very good job for somebody who has a criminal record. And, you know, it's like if somebody's going to rape, they're going to rape, and I don't think the city taxi commission is going to be able to stop or committed rapists from doing their
act. The rehabilitation programs are a joke.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we'll talk about the crackdown that the police chief is announcing here. What's coming for people who are the civil disobedience Uber drivers or the illegal Uber drivers out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And you can share your thoughts with us on Uber or driving freedom or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. join us here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And don't forget, if you want to do some driving, not necessarily for Uber, you want to get your own transportation business going on, you can do that with Arcade City. Go to arcade.freetalklive.com. Start driving with Arcade City. It's built by drivers for drivers. It's more decentralized than Uber and Lyft. And Arcade City actually allows you to keep all of what you earn. There's a way to do that with Arcade City, which is awesome. So if you've been thinking about getting into ride sharing, but maybe your car's too old for Uber, or you know, you just don't want to deal with the corporate stuff, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. Or maybe you're an Uber or Lyft driver and you're sick and tired of Uber and Lyft, and you wanted some, you want to do something else, have a little more control over your business, actually a lot more control. With Arcade City, you decide what your rate is. So you don't have some corporate person arbitrarily determining what the rate for a marketplace is. You get to choose that. And you get to choose what methods you get paid by. So if you want to accept Bitcoin, you want to accept credit card, you want to accept cash, you want to accept whatever. Drugs.
So everyone could be competing on different things. Yeah, so you can...
Arcade.freetalklive.com. That's how you start driving for Arcade City. And if you want to do, if you just want to ride with Arcade City, and this is international, by the way, this thing's taking off. International, go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. So arcade.freetalklive.com to drive, arcaderide.freetalklive.com to ride with Arcade City. I'm pretty excited about what's happening with Arcade City. It was actually founded by Christopher David, who is a Free State Project early mover, who is the guy who created Free Uber back when he was an Uber driver.
He's also being arrested for wiretapping. And
that's correct.
He's going through his wiretapping charges right now,
which are now being dropped to a misdemeanor rather than a felony. And the reason why he got hit with a wiretapping charge is because he was the first civil disobedience Uber driver back in, I think, August and September of 2015. After he started that, he got a lot of sort of recognition in the news media for doing the civil disobedience, which, of course, we've reported on here on Free Talk Live. We've had him in the studio as a guest. He was outside of a bar picking up some patrons who were drunk and wanted to go home or whatever. And the bar bouncer basically tried to intimidate him.
You can't be operating this city.
Well, thank you, sir, for trying to enforce the... And, of course,
then he calls the cops over.
Yeah.
So the bouncer calls the cops over on Christopher David, and Christopher recorded the whole thing, which is how we know how this bouncer sounded. And so Christopher recorded it, and in New Hampshire, there's this wiretapping
law. Two-party consent rule. You have to have both parties' consent to record them. So if I record you in public and you're talking to me, if I, you know, repeat that recording, mean, actually, the act of making the recording is unlawful. I cannot record you without your consent.
Right. And New Hampshire, that's one of the bad parts about New Hampshire. New Hampshire is generally one of the freest states, but its wiretapping law needs
a
lot of work.
And this has actually created a problem, because I was actually thinking, you know, Edward Snowden talked at New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and I was actually thinking about giving a call to my former employer, the National Security Agency. So 301-688-XXXX. That is any NSA number. So any NSA black unsecured line is always 301-688-XXXX.
So that'll ring into
some random. So
in
I thought
NSA?
Just, you know, pick up and call the central switchboard and be like, hey, can I speak with Edward Snowden?
What's the central switchboard? Is it 0000?
You know, I'd have
000?
To find, I think it's probably something like that. Or, you know, the NSA police is in there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But you could just call up Fort Meade and say, hey, can I leave a message for Edward Snowden? I wanted to thank him so much for what he's done. I really support it. I hope you guys don't catch him, and I hope he gets away with it. And I figure, you know, or the other thing you could do is, if you want to show your support, just write Edward Snowden, 9800 Savage Road, Fort Meade, Maryland, 20755, and just say, thank you so much for everything that you've done for the American people. We really appreciate it. And you just drop that in the mailbox and send it off.
Someone will open it, you think?
Actually, I can tell you, it's going to be the Q Directorate of the Associate Director of Security and Counterintelligence. They have the Unsolicited Contacts Division. So anytime you send a letter to somebody...
It creates an investigation.
They'll open it, and they're going to be like, who's sending this letter? And especially, they're making fun of us, and we can't have that.
What if you don't sign it? Then it'll drive
that'll
crazy.
Really, yeah, don't. Like, here's the thing is, there's an art to trolling the government. So don't put any powder in the thing. Don't put a bomb threat. Don't put a swastika. Just put a simple letter that says, Dear Edward Snowden, thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for doing what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Sign your name if you want to. or don't sign your name, but I would sign my name with my address and number, drop it in the mail, and then wait for the FBI and the NSA to show up at 10 p.m. at night. And that's what'll happen. Is it 10? If you sent a letter to like that, if you first throw one or two, they might ignore it. But then after three or four, they'd probably send an agent out at 10 p.m. at night to your house. And
how are they going to know if you don't put your return address on there?
Fingerprints on the letter. If they dust it for prints and your fingerprints.
So wear gloves.
So
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you could, or you know, DNA. If it's your fingerprint, if you're in CODIS, the Combined DNA Index System, that's being overly paranoid. They'll probably just. Most people, when they write a critical letter of the government, they're stupid enough to sign their name, and then the government gets irked and says, "We got to punish this person for making fun of us."
Well, they're going to punish the Uber drivers, or at least that's what they're saying here in Portsmouth. Interim police chief is from SeacoastOnline.com. David Mara, who I believe used to be the police chief of Manchester, New Hampshire, he's now working out on the Seacoast, said he's, quote, coming up with a plan of action, unquote, in response to unregistered Uber drivers in the city, while hinting that it could be, quote, akin to a sting operation, unquote. During a Tuesday work session of the police commission, John Palrero, owner of Great Bay Taxi, told commissioners he paid $67,000 last year for commercial insurance on his fleet of taxis. In comparison, he says, unregistered Uber drivers are avoiding that costly requirement while taking business away from lawful cab drivers. So this guy, John Palrero, anybody who's been paying attention to this Uber controversy that's been bubbling up over in Portsmouth will recognize his name. He's the owner of one of the major taxi, probably the largest taxi company in Portsmouth. And he is, of course, leading the charge against Uber and anyone else who might want to come in and, you know, give people a ride somewhere and compete with him, because he's used to the old way of thinking, which is you have to pay a licensing fee. You have to
pay
bow down. You got to bow down to the state. You got to pay
$1,000 a year permission slip.
Right, and jump through whatever their arbitrary hoops are that they put up. It's different in every single market. And so he's mad because he's been there for decades. He's been running his business for decades. He's had a few competitors in the marketplace, but now all of a sudden Uber's made it so anyone can get into the game. Anyone who has a four-door car and who has insurance can get into four-door car insurance
and can't be more than 10 years old.
The car.
Yeah.
So anybody who meets those qualifications, which is a lot of drivers, can start driving people around. And that means more people on the streets offering rides, means driving rate down, which he's not happy with.
Like. I mean, the whole idea is, like, you think about one of the problems we have, especially for poor people, cars are expensive. Gas is about 10 cents a mile. Maintenance is about 10 cents a mile. Insurance and everything. So, I mean, when you actually factor your car costs you about 30 to 40 cents a mile when you have to factor the capital cost of the equipment. They're just very expensive things to own. And most people, you're only about 5% efficient with your car.
Well, let me tell you, you know, you may be right on those numbers, but it sure feels like more than 30 or 40 cents a mile when you get hit with a $2,000 repair bill on a car, right? Like, something breaks on the car, and you're forced to choose, if you're not insured for it, you're then forced to choose between fixing whatever it is that is broken for $2,000 or $1,500 or more or whatever, or getting a whole new/used car. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so when poor people get hit with car repairs, it can really hurt. Anyway, let's go on to talk more about these ensconced cab drivers that are mad about Uber and what the police are going to do to try to protect them coming up.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here and bring up what you want. You can also join Ian and TJ and James here in the studio at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about ride sharing, specifically the crackdown that is supposedly coming very soon on Uber drivers, the illegal Uber drivers, the civil disobedience.
Dun, dun, dun. So Joe Friday is going to come out in Dragnet style. We got it was 4:55 p.m. in the Western Division of New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We were called down to investigate an illegal Uber ring. We set up a sting and proceeded to order a taxi, and we set a surveillance team. And
that's exactly what they're doing.
Oh, they'll have a SWAT team and a helicopter and four fire engines and police officers and just
they are talking about doing an undercover sting operation against the civil disobedience Uber drivers.
They'll have to have a perp walk and everything.
So what's happening here is that for those that don't know, the Uber drivers in Portsmouth have been operating illegally for several months, and that's because Portsmouth passed some city ordinances back in the summertime of 2015 that basically made it difficult, very difficult to become a legal Uber operator in town. Now, there have been apparently four Uber drivers who have gone through and jumped through the government's hoops on their own, but Uber's basically said, yeah, we don't support this. We're just going to keep our app turned on so anyone who wants to drive, you can drive, and if you get caught, we'll hire an attorney for you. So the Uber grandma, this lady in her 60s, who has become the face of Uber out in Portsmouth, she's been ticketed four times now and has like $4,500 or $3,500 in fines that she's facing over taking people home, taking drunk people from the bar to their home and, you know, providing a real public service, keeping the roads safe.
You know, this is one of those things where actually civil disobedience might just barely be profitable. So if you're making $30,000 a year as an illegal taxi driver, if you're willing to pay $5,000 or $10,000 a year in fines, those are be tax deductible. They would actually come off your income. But you know the fines are they're part of during the course of business, a reasonable business expense, paying fines that you incurred in the course of doing your business.
That'd be an interesting tax question. I would probably agree with you. Like I think the language the tax code uses ordinary and necessary, I think.
Reasonable and necessary.
Reasonable and necessary.
Well, in her case, she's not paying the fine. She's going to trial on those matters and Uber.
But if she was found guilty, she could deduct them off her income taxes if she's filing income taxes. But now, say you're the person,
Uber is going to contract you. I really feel
uncomfortable at going in an Uber taxi. I want the government to regulate my taxis. Well, that's great. You can still take a government-regulated taxi.
Yeah, sure. They're still there.
You don't, there's nobody putting a gun to your head saying you must take Uber. Uber's
but that's
not regulated.
Just it. The government or the existing taxi drivers want the government to point a gun at the Uber drivers.
And say you will only take a ride if they're approved by the government.
Because the existing guys want to prohibit competition. Now, you are going to make some more comments, I think, TJ, about hurting the poor and
yeah, one of the problems, why do people need cars? Well, I need to get somewhere. I need to get there in 5 or 10 minutes, and it's going to be how many minutes? When you call up and need a taxi, usually it's 30 minutes to an hour.
Or longer.
I've usually had to wait 30 minutes to an hour for a taxi, and I've often been at a hotel being like, hey, I got $50. Will somebody be willing to drive me right now to the airport? Yeah. I need to get there now. I can't wait 30 minutes for a taxi. And I'll usually have somebody say, sure, I'll take you. I got a free car and a free time.
Illegal.
Yeah, and that is illegal. Without a taxi license, without a $1,000 a year permission slip from the government, I can take you for free. But the moment I offer you money, now you need to be a licensed driver.
That just shows the ridiculousness of the entire thing.
Right.
And, in fact, this police chief, David Mara is his name, out in Portsmouth. He is announcing a crackdown coming, and he's been behind the previous, not arrest, but the previous ticketings of this lady, Uber Grandma. Let me tell you more about the story here from SeacoastOnline.com. So it was in the middle of a police commission meeting where owner of Great Bay Taxi, John Palrero, showed up and told the commissioners he's been paying thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, $67,000 in commercial insurance last year for his fleet of taxis. He says that the Uber drivers are avoiding that costly requirement while taking business away from lawful cab drivers. Under the city's transportation services ordinance, says the newspaper, all drivers for hire are required to register with the city, provide proof of commercial insurance, and pass a criminal background check. Only four Uber drivers have registered thus far, while others work in Portsmouth without complying, said the commission. Palrero urged the commission and Mara to, quote, find the resources to put the police out on Friday and Saturday nights to enforce the ordinance and to further, quote, stop unregistered drivers from stealing money from compliant cabbies, from stealing
money.
This is the slave on slave violence issue where
That mean
you're not obeying the rules and I had to obey the rules and I had to pay these fines and jump through these hoops, so you should have to too.
And I'm going to do the master's work for him. Master, he's driving without a license.
Yes.
He didn't pay your permission slip fee.
Well, one of the stories early on was that the cab driver or the cab companies had sent their cabbies out to write down license plate numbers of all the Ubers that they
helped the police. And I said, well, imagine the slave is turning in another slave saying, hey, master, he's not following the rules. And really what it should be, these taxi drivers should be joining us saying, yeah, you know what? We're not going to pay your $1,000 a year permission slip fee. We're just going to operate a taxi business because people know
that would require courage.
Yeah.
And most business owners, you know, God has blessed them. I love the fact that we have great businesses who offer wonderful services in the marketplace. But most of them are not willing to stand up for what they believe
in. It's their livelihood, too. Yeah. I mean,
right. They don't want to go to jail. If you have a kid and a family or stay home.
They know someone's going to get hurt. They know that their business could be destroyed. Right. They know they could go to prison.
Yeah, same reason, like, you don't stand up to criminals because they'll hurt you. Yeah. The government's
criminals.
They're the worst criminals.
You don't stand up to the mob. So, I mean, yes.
But instead, they become sort of the tools of the state in this way, that instead of rather than standing up for their own freedoms to run their businesses how they want, now they are essentially being used by the regulators, not really ultimately, but that they've essentially become an unwitting tool
to advocate for more regulation. It's a phenomenon. So, I mean, imagine you don't want to, like, nobody likes paying income taxes. Anyone in their sane mind does not like doing income taxes. They don't like paying income taxes. But when they're on a jury, if I was on a jury, and the guy said, yep, I didn't pay my income taxes. I willfully evaded them because I don't think the U.S. government is using my money. They're using it to bomb people. They're using it to throw my friends in jail. So I deliberately didn't pay them. I'd say, okay, not guilty. I would nullify.
Unfortunately, there aren't very many people like you on juries, especially at the federal level.
I pay my income taxes not because I want to. I pay my income taxes because I don't want to go to prison. That is the only reason I pay them. I want to tell the government right out, the only reason I pay you a check every April 15th is I don't want to go to prison. Not because I approve of what you do.
I haven't paid in more than a decade. They can go sand.
The thing is, if I'm on a jury, of course I'm going to say not guilty if the guy's charged with income tax evasion. And if I can just get one out of 12 people to say, yeah, I will pay my income taxes, I don't want to go to jail.
It's a hard thing to do.
But if I'm on a jury, I'm not going to convict somebody. If I can just get one out of 12 person to take that pledge, if you're on a jury and someone's accused of income tax evasion or operating a taxi service without a license, if their crime is just not guilty.
Unfortunately, even though Uber Grandma is facing $4,000 in tickets, she can't get a jury because they're not misdemeanor counts. They're violations.
No prison time.
Well, there's all kinds of problems. Like the government schools, like, basically propagandize people for years that this is the best system. And
that's
like,
right.
Anyone
If you don't agree with the law, we don't disobey it. We work to change the law.
Well, yeah, but what happens when you do that is they get pissed that you've started trying to work within the system.
Yeah, how dare you? You're trying to repeal this law and change it, Ian. No, how dare you do that?
Your real crime is doing something against their system. Like, if you don't agree with them and you're active in whatever capacity you're active in, whether it's standing on the side of the street with a flower.
Here's a related story. You know, so this I published over at freekeen.com in November of last year about the civil disobedience situation in Portsmouth. Portsmouth Mayor Robert Lister was mad that people were trying to use the system to change the system, which is, of course, a typical complaint of the people inside the system. First, they get mad at people like Chris David who do civil disobedience and insist that civil disobedience is the wrong way to do it. Then they tell us to work inside the system to change things. Then when we work inside the system, they get upset that we're wasting their time. Lister, the mayor at the time, said this in the Seacoast Online article, quote, "We have rules. They have to follow the rules. For them to keep changing the rules is not appropriate."
Yes.
And what he was referring to was Uber trying to lobby to change the rules of the government system. They kept pushing for more changes.
We have a lot to talk about that. There's a lot to say about
855, 453, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
We're talking about the coming crackdown, supposedly, on Uber drivers out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The acting police chief there, David Mara, has announced that he is going to be possibly doing some sting operations in the city against these dastardly drivers who would dare take drunk people home so they don't have to drive home.
Well, and this is really a problem for the poor, as I was going on with the theme. And so one of the problems the poor have, the reason they need a car, is they can't get a car on a five-minute notice. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could call up a taxi service and say, I just need a driver. I need him here in 5 minutes. I only need him for a short drive to Walmart and back. And if someone said, look, you know, I have a car. I'm free for the next hour. Sure, I want to make $10. I'll give you a quick cab ride for $5 or $10. It's better if somebody who is jobless, if they can work an hour or two a day and make $10, $20, that's better than working not at all and making no money. Yeah. Making any amount of money is better than making no money at all.
And there's even non-financial benefits. I think Uber Grandma is saying, like, oh, she likes to meet the people. She enjoys the work.
Yeah.
So, like, why deny her that opportunity?
But having unlicensed taxis benefits the poor, because if you had 50 people on call at any time and they could just give you a quick ride to Walmart for $5, you wouldn't really need a car in a town like Keene. You could just get a taxi if somebody, imagine you're in a restaurant, hey, can someone drive me home? $10? Yep.
The city of Keene has a shuttle that I think they lose money on and no one uses.
Yeah. So, I mean, the big reason I am against this regulation is
and the shuttle's not working.
Poor people need transportation to and from, and this would allow more people to be employed as taxi drivers. It would make taxi rides cheaper, and it would make them faster. Like, you can get a taxi, like, it could absorb the...
Yeah, Uber will get to you usually in 5 minutes. I mean, if there are Uber drivers who are available to ride you somewhere in most cities, if there are enough of them, you can
and
get
one. Again,
right
if you're
the
kind of person you want a government-regulated taxi, you can call up one of the government-regulated taxi services
you can
and
wait.
Take them, and you can wait and pay more. Or you can get the ride will be cheaper, it'll be greater, and...
It should be consumer beware. Like, that should be the rule. Like, you should just assume the person doesn't have commercial insurance. Like, it should be a selling point. Like, oh, I have commercial insurance. If you ride with me, you'll be protected.
Arcade City, which is this new ride-sharing app that's going to compete with Uber, it's going to decentralize ride-sharing
I've
even
actually
further.
Downloaded and installed it on my phone.
Excellent. In the Arcade City app, as I understand it, now, I have not actually taken a ride with Arcade City yet. I'm signed up as a driver, and I've yet to give someone a ride as a driver. But anyway, the idea is the app keeps getting better over time. Like, they're releasing new versions of it almost every day, it seems like. And one of the things that they're supposed to do is some of the people with Arcade City do have commercial insurance, and they get a higher tier, and there's these different classes of drivers. And so the highest tier is someone who has commercial insurance, can prove it, and has like a video walkthrough of their car. And then the lowest tier of driver that anyone can do this is the friend of Arcade City, where you sign up and you have not proven that you have any kind of insurance whatsoever. You've not done, any kind of walkthrough of the car. I don't have the actual list of requirements, but it's very, very easy to become a friend of Arcade City. But the idea is they will notify the rider, hey, this person is your friend. They are, you're not covered under commercial insurance if you're riding with this person. So the person will be given a notice from what I understand.
What are the costs? Because, commercial insurance is about $6,000 a year. So a typical taxi... Well, I know. I'm telling you, it's $6,000 a year. So a typical taxi will pay $600
a month. For one car. Okay.
And then the cost of the license is $1,000 per year for the license in Portsmouth.
Depends on where you are.
Well, no,
I think it's $25. I thought it was $25.
The city of Portsmouth charges $1,000 for the company.
Okay. So, but then it's $25 per driver, right?
I think so, yeah. But if you want to open up a taxi company, it's $1,000 per year. So when you actually start figuring out, what is the cost of the regulation per customer? And so if you figure $7,000 a year for the taxi license...
Yeah, how many rides can you take over 365 days or whatever?
Well, yeah, if you take 10 rides a day over 300, that's $3,000. That's like $2 to $3 a ride. So every time
that's
you get in the cab, $2 to $3 of your ride is actually just... not for any gas, not for maintenance, not to pay the driver. It's just to pay the city of Portsmouth's paper fees.
No, it's to pay the city of Portsmouth to not arrest you.
Yeah. It's basically an indulgence. You're buying an indulgence from the city of Catholic. Instead of buying an indulgence from the Roman Catholic Church, you're buying an indulgence from the city of Portsmouth. They're saying, we won't arrest you or damn you to hell for actually driving a taxi because you paid the fee.
Yeah, and imagine, you freed it up to the market. There would probably be all kinds of stuff we can't even think of. You could have on the app, you could filter, I need to transport six people, so
I need a van.
Yeah, if
you're going to do that with Arcade City.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, I have an iPhone. I want to charge my iPhone. I offer iPhone.
That's a huge problem. I frequently find that I need a truck or something, and it's expensive.
Another good one.
And so if I could say, hey, I need somebody with a Ford F-150 truck who can carry a sofa or something, I'm willing to pay $30-$40
Arcade City's going to have that. I don't think it's built into the app yet, but you can select as a driver how many people you can carry in your car, or at least you will be able to do this.
I can actually see something where you could have a system where, I need a dumpster hauled from here to here, and people with spare tractor trailers, they could actually come and just hook up to you. So instead of you having to go through the formal Department of Commerce and getting a license and a certificate.
Oh, that's one of the reasons why they're fighting so hard against this, because the government knows this is a threat to the status quo. It's a threat to the way things have always been, which is them getting money out of anyone who wants to do business.
Yeah, and getting control who can be a driver for paying.
And things like Uber and Arcade City take that control out of the hands of the state, and this is them grasping desperately the dinosaurs thrashing in the tar pits as they're dying here.
Yeah.
Where let me go back to the story here from Seacoast Online. Online.com about the coming crackdown, supposedly, against Uber drivers.
Poor police officers.
Palrero, this is one of the head bosses of the cab companies in town, John Palrero, urged the commission to put out cops on Friday and Saturday nights to crack down, enforce the ordinance, and stop the Uber drivers from stealing money, he claims.
I would say he has blood on his hands for all the DUIs if he advocates that.
Absolutely, and so do the police, because they're the ones who are going to be doing the crackdown. The police, who on one hand claim they don't want people driving drunk, but on the other hand are now going to be arresting or ticketing the very people who are taking the drunk people home at night.
And here's a little thing. If you increase the cost of something, you get less of it. So if you increase the cost of transportation by requiring all this crap, you're going to have people driving drunk because they can't afford to do the taxi.
Or they don't want to wait. You know, the taxi is going to be 2 hours. They got to be at work in the morning. They want to go home right then. So he wants the cops to go out and start enforcing this thing, and apparently the police and the assistant mayor agree. But the other thing I want to point out here is the idea that you're stealing from this man by going out and giving someone a ride. If you give a drunk guy a ride home as an Uber driver or an Arcade City driver, that you're somehow stealing from John Palrero, the taxi cab company. I'm sorry, you don't own everyone who wants a ride in the city of Portsmouth.
Yes.
Just because someone may have called your company in the absence of Uber to get a ride doesn't mean you own their business.
Yes.
You're not stealing their customers. You've competed them out to your company.
Yeah, that'd be like some horse manufacturing company saying, oh, Ford stole my customers.
You bet they did. I bet you they did. If you could find a newspaper from 19 whatever it was when Ford came out.
You know, my carriage company has been around for 200 years. And Ford has stolen all my customers.
I bet you you'd find if they had letters to the editor and
my stagecoach company
that.
Is. I'm going to lose all these jobs from my stagecoach drivers. They will.
I mean, it's just
one
ridiculous.
Driver can accomplish what it took 10 stagecoach drivers, and are putting all my stagecoach drivers out of business.
Assistant Mayor Jim Splain attended the police work session and said he agreed with Palrero. Splain, who helped craft the ordinance as a former member of the Transportation Services Committee, said that unregistered drivers should not be allowed to, quote, exploit the system, unquote.
Yes.
Going on, Mara, the police chief, said that since last month's police commission meeting, he investigated a complaint about an unregistered Uber driver who called the police about unruly passengers but was not cited for being unregistered.
Yeah, I say another unintended consequence. So now if I'm driving illegally and someone starts beating me up and I'm an illegal Uber driver, I'm going to think,
keep quiet.
Should I call the police or should I, not call the police? I'm getting beat up here,
That kind of reminds me of the spy days. So one of the problems if you're engaged in a covert operation, if you get beat up, you can't exactly call the local police because what are you going to explain? Like,
you'll lose your cover.
Yeah, it's like, I have all this equipment in my backpack and it got stolen by, what was it?
Top secret.
It's a top secret communication spy device that I was carrying. And, if you, all you have to do is, just say, hopefully you can't really call the local cops and ask for it back. So
this ordinance is good for no one except the cartel taxi people.
Yeah, and
it's
the
bad
city coffers.
For everyone else.
And the city coffers. They get a little bit.
That's true.
Going on here, Mara said that I agree that person should have been cited. I've instructed that action to be taken in that case. So here he is after the fact being called out. Hey, this Uber driver called the police complaining about some unruly passengers, and now the police chief is saying, we know who that guy is. We're going to go ahead and bring charges.
You realize there's going to be like three undercover officers doing a sting? So instead of prosecuting a robber or a wife beater or a child rapist, they're going to be going after Uber drivers.
That's what's
for
happening.
Every hour they spend investigating Uber, that's an hour taken away from a real criminal.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is coming up.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.